The Lord's Prayer. Chapter 88. The Place of Communion with God. When God told Moses to let the people build the sanctuary, that he might dwell among them, he gave directions concerning the construction of the ark to contain his law, the cover to which was called the mercy seat, and said, "And there I will meet with you, and I will commune with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony." That was only because the people did not know the simple truth that the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands. But what are the facts? The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. This mercy has intimate connection with God's law, as indicated by the ark and the sanctuary. For the verse continues, "Teach me your statutes." God's presence is in heaven and earth. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Says the Lord. Do not I fill heaven and earth? Says the Lord. His presence is even in the very interior of the earth itself. If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Therefore, wherever we turn, wherever we are, we find the mercy seat, the place of communion with God. Although God is everywhere, he is hidden from the eyes of those who are not spiritual. He dwells in secret, and whoever knows and recognizes God's presence ever, and who holds communion with him, at all times and everywhere, dwells in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.